Welcome to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas, our 8th edition. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes a celebration of holiday spirit with Sarah Kate Morgan, the Sarah Holroyd Singers, Dean Phelps, and the Local Honeys.
Good evening, one and all. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, here to welcome you to our 8th annual production of An Appalachian Christmas. Before we begin our program, it is my good pleasure to introduce you to the president and CEO of LexArts, Ms. Nan Plummer.
Thank you. Welcome to Arts Place, the home of LexArts, the home of Red Barn Radio for most of its 15 seasons, the home of the Lexington Ballet, the Lexington Philharmonic, so many arts groups that use this wonderful building lent to us by the city of Lexington for the purpose of having you get inspired by the arts. So whether you are here in our old gym, now the performance hall, or watching at home, welcome. If you are not yet inspired by the arts, I promise that you soon will be. I wish you all happy holidays, and think of this. What would our lives be without the arts? Support your local artists wherever they may be, and thank you for supporting us here tonight. Thanks.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
The Sarah Holroyd Singers are a choral group made up of University of Kentucky choristers who had the good fortune of working with Professor Holroyd during the years 1979 through 1987, where thousands of people came to the Shaker Village Meeting House to see the performance.
This group of alumni recreated this experience in a tribute concert for Sarah's 90th birthday to keep the legacy and beauty of early American Shaker folk music alive and vibrant in the state of Kentucky.
I went down and introduced myself to her and told her, I realize that you have a Shaker worship service that you have arranged. She said, yes, she did. And I said, well, I live right close to the Shaker Village in Pleasant Hill. And I just had an idea, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do something together? Well, she thought this was really great.
Sarah Holroyd.
And somebody coming out and ringing the bell, it's time for service, and then the doors open, and the women come out one side and the men come out another, and they walk across that street very quietly, enter into the building and take their places.
Come to Zion, sing, sing songs in Zion. Come to Zion, say your prayer.
Our next guest on Red Barn Radio's Appalachian Christmas program is Sarah Morgan. Sarah's music evokes her respect and joy for traditional mountain tunes and her always thoughtful approach to arrangement. Bringing her own color to traditional Appalachian melodies and haunting old-time tunes with crystalline harmonies and a progressive drive, Sarah lends a fresh feel to seemingly old tunes. Welcome, please, Sarah Morgan.
Gene Ritchie is sort of the grandmother of the mountain dulcimer. A lot of people were introduced to the mountain dulcimer through her. So I thought I'd do a Gene Ritchie song, or a song that she did. Now this is a carol called the Cherry Tree Carol.
¶¶ When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. And one day when they went walking, all in her garden green, there were berries and cherries as thick as may be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as may be seen. Then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger flew he, let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee, let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Then bow down at the tallest tree to touch Mary's hand. Said Mary, look now, Joseph, I have cherries at command. Said Mary, look now, Joseph, I have cherries at command. Then Joseph took Mary all on his left knee, said, tell me, little baby, when thy birthday it will be. Said, tell me, little baby, when thy birthday it will be. On the 6th day of January, my birthday it will be. And the stars, oh, in the heavens, will tremble with glee. And the stars, oh, in the heavens, will tremble. And one day when Joseph went a-walking, he heard an angel say, tonight will be the birthday of him who'll die for thee. Tonight will be the birthday of him.
Next on Red Barn Radio's Appalachian Christmas is Mr. Dean Phelps. Dean has garnered both local and national recognition for his guitar playing. Mr. Phelps won the National Thumb Picking Guitar Contest at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View, Arkansas, and was named Thumbpick Guitar Champion at the Indiana Guitar and Fiddle Championship. Dean's sound, as you'll hear, is reminiscent of players like Merle Travis and Doc Watson. Welcome, Dean Phelps.
Thank you.
I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor, ornery people like you and like I. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, when Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. When high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have it, 'cause he was the King. As I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor, ornery people like you and like I. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, out under the sky.
In addition to being a musician, I'm also a minister. This is a Christmas program, so I'm going to do a song about Jesus.
I found Jesus in the fall of 99. He was living with a Mexican in the trailer next to mine. I got down on my knees. He walked right up to me and licked my face. And old Pablo said he likes you, so I guess that you're okay. I said, what's his name? That's my dog, Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one, man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. He's the kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog, Jesus. I found Jesus on my porch at 4 a.m. I couldn't stand to hear him crying. I got up to let him in. And that's when I saw the light from the trailer next to mine burning down. And by sunrise, Shady Acres was a patch of smoking ground. And Jesus, he was is nowhere to be found. 12 people searched the rubble, calling out his name. The firemen must have thought we all were crazy. But like the rest, I knew I could have perished in those flames, and I would have to accept that Jesus saved me. I found Jesus 'cause of what that dog showed me. I was baptized 3 days later in a church right down the street. My sins were washed away. I was crying as I prayed, and through my tears I heard the preacher saying, "Hey, who brought that dog in here?" And Pablo answered loud and clear, "That's my dog, Jesus." Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one, man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. He's the kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog, Jesus. That's my dog, Jesus. Oh, that's my dog, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sarah Morgan. Coming up, more of Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas 8, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.